This goes to PACE, all capitals PACE. Fax is 989-953-5801. Regarding Emma Lee, L-E-E, Kramer, C-R-A-M like Mary, E-R. Date of birth 1-7-1941. Dear sirs at PACE, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kramer with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, primary hyperparathyroidism, and severe edema of the lower extremities. Her last visit was October 28th of 2024. She enrolled with PACE on February 1st of this year and has been very pleased to have the assistance in her home of the PACE program. And her daughter is here today with her. And recently, she had been running in the stage 3B chronic kidney disease range, but April 30th of 2025, creatinine jumped to 2.08, which was quite a change. So estimated GFR was 23. Then labs were repeated on 5-6 of 25. Creatinine was higher again, 2.31, with GFR down to 20. The daughter reports that her weight had been stable, although on 5-6, after a few doses of Lasix, it was down to 192 from 194. Then it was rising again, 196, 199, 201, 202. So the daughter resumed the Lasix 20 milligram once a day, and she's been getting that for about 1 week. And the daughter stopped it today since the edema seemed better. The weight actually was better, although the lower extremities appear very swollen, non-pitting in nature, though. The patient is living alone in her own home with the help of PACE, and she does have Meals on Wheels, and the daughter is very helpful also with her care. She denies any shortness of breath, dyspnea, or cough. She has been sleeping with a wedge under her mattress about 2.5 inches. It can be increased to 5 inches, and the daughter plans to do that for her, so to see if that will help her sleep more comfortably. She has been trying to limit fluid intake, and she does not drink more than 64 ounces in 24 hours. And she does try to follow a low-salt diet, but she has been going out to eat recently at restaurants, and the sodium content in prepared food is usually much higher than what she would manage at home. Her current weight, daughter believes, should be around 195 pounds. And that's first thing in the morning without any clothes except underwear and no shoes. She did have a very severe UTI in January and then got ill with influenza B and got very dehydrated because she couldn't stop vomiting. So she was admitted to Carson City Hospital for several days. Since then, she's recovered and she has been feeling better. But the lab that we had prior to admission was 1.53, and then after she was discharged, at least a month later, 2.08 was the next creatinine level. Medications, currently Lasix 20 milligram daily as needed for edema. Aldactone is 100 milligram daily. Effexor XR, 150 milligram daily. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. She takes Senec Plus tablets if needed for constipation, vitamin B6 tablets, Tylenol as needed for pain, Meclizine 25 milligram up to 3 times a day if she has dizziness or vertigo, and that she rarely uses that. Physical exam, weight 202 pounds. That is a 7-pound decrease since October 28th when she was last seen in this clinic. Pulse is 67 and blood pressure is 129 over 79, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. She does have non-pitting edema from feet up to her knees. It's markedly different than it was in October. And labs, the most recent labs were done 5/6/2025, creatinine 2.31 with GFR 20, calcium 10.6, sodium 141, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 3.8. Intact parathyroid hormone was done 4/30/25, and that was 358.7. She's intolerant of Sensipar. Phosphorus is 2.7. Hemoglobin is 13.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with increased creatinine level. We've asked her to repeat labs now, and then we were going to do them monthly thereafter, and Pace will do that for us. 2, we'd like to make the Lasix 20 milligram one every other day currently, and then daily it could be taken for up to a week once a day for a weight gain of greater than 5 pounds in 1 week. We will continue the spironolactone as well as the other medications. She should continue to limit fluid intake to 56 to 64 ounces. Less is better, and follow a strict low-salt diet. She agrees to do her best with this. She would be willing to try some physical therapy for lymphedema. That might be very helpful for her at this point, as we'd like to try non-medication manual therapies to help reduce the amount of swelling. She's unable to put on support hose, but she may be able to have the Velcro wraps, which would be easier to remove and easier to put on once a day. And she understands she'd have to wear stockings underneath those, but we've asked if Pace could obtain some Velcro lower extremity wraps, just the knee-high type, and then to start some lymphedema therapy for the edema in the lower extremities. Daily weights will be continued, and we would aim to avoid a 5-pound weight increase over 1 week. And the target weight at this point, we believe, would be 195 without shoes or heavy clothing on. And she will also have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. And this was a prolonged service today, going over a very detailed plan with the daughter, increasing the lab, starting a new lab order. And with the next lab order, we would like to have a random urine calcium taken, since she does have hypercalcemia and primary hyperparathyroidism. And the follow-up visit will be scheduled within 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.